The report about a security breach involving one of America's most important high-tech weapons. The Wall Street Journal says militants in Iraq are hacking into Predator unmanned aircraft. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in London with the latest on that. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Russ. As you say, the Wall Street Journal is reporting, based on a Pentagon briefing, that some Iraqi insurgents were able to download and then watch surveillance video from the very drones, those unmanned aerial surveillance systems, those drones that were supposed to be keeping an eye on them.
In Iraq and now in Afghanistan, video surveillance by drones has been essential for spotting insurgent fighters and pinpointing targets for missile strikes. The trouble is, some drones transmit unencrypted video, which means the enemy has been able to see the pictures too. Over the past year, the U.S. military has found drone feeds stored on laptop computers belonging to Shiite militants in Iraq, which they collected using simple computer software. One brand, SkyGrabber, is available online from a Russian distributor for $25.95. It picks up the signal sent by the drones, first to a ground station, then up onto a commercial satellite, before being finally downlinked by the U.S. Control Center. And it's this last link that would be vulnerable to interception. The military says it is now working on encrypting all drone signals from Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan.
Now, the military also emphasizes none of their missions have been compromised so far by this security breach. It's of obvious concern now in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and CBS News was able to get information from Pakistani security officials this morning who say that as far as they know, they haven't seen any evidence of it yet there, and they cite the deadly accuracy of the missile strikes on high-value targets out there as proof that the surveillance system from the drones is working. Russ?
Elizabeth Palmer in London, thank you very much.